Songbird is an intimate play about heartbreak, forgiveness, shared memories, and music. It was written by Western Australian playwright Shakara Wally almost 10 years ago, but now Yiriyarkin Theatre Company are bringing it back. For Shakara, having the chance to return to Songbird has been a surreal, albeit exciting experience, because it's the first full-length show she ever wrote. I caught up with Shakara to find out how Songbird is speaking to a contemporary audience.
Okay, Kaya Wanji, my name is Shakara Wally. I'm from Western Australia. My mum is from the Kimberley, so Jarul and Bunuba country, which is Horse Creek and Fitzroy Crossing, and my dad is from Mandurah, Pinjarra, so Binjarab area.
Your show, Songbirds, is on at Yiriyarkin. Mm-hmm. This is a show that's really looking at ideas of family, of love, of being from a remote community, and quite interestingly, themes of reconciliation and what happens when only one side of the equation actually wants to reconcile. What inspired you to write Songbird?
I had been doing a writer's workshop with Yiriyarkin the year before I was given the opportunity to do Songbird, and in that we kind of explored different themes and anything. And then Kyle Morrison, who was an artistic director at the time, gave me the opportunity to kind of put together Songbird. So the premise of it was I just wanted to see what would happen if I put two people in a room together, one who wanted to reconcile the past and the other who didn't, and kind of just go from there. And the world and the story kind of just built itself from that kind of premise.
And so it's been, I think, almost 10 years since the show originally debuted.
Yeah, nine. So 2015. Yeah.
I mean, what has it been like to come back to a work that, yeah, that you were working on in 2015, which was just a whole world away?
It was pretty surreal because it was one of my first projects I did as a writer. So kind of, because I didn't want to look at the script prior to getting into rehearsals because I was like, no, I want to see, like, hear the cast read it and stuff. And so kind of seeing the writing from the beginning stages of when I first started out to kind of now, because I've done stuff for, you know, ABC and NITV and other mediums and stuff. So it's kind of, again, surreal just watching or just seeing or hearing my first kind of attempts at writing a play.
The cast and the creative team for Songbird are fairly fresh. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's something really interesting happening in having a lot of like emerging and new talent involved in this show.
Yeah, because what's interesting is they're all the same age that I was when I wrote it. So I'm like, I'm 36, going, oh, my God. No, but it's interesting for me kind of coming in and watching the new generation, so to speak, take over and interpret my work and their experiences of life and kind of their, yeah, interpretation of how they see the world that I've kind of created for them. So it's interesting on my end, kind of going, okay, cool.
Why do you think it's important to be nurturing that next generation of black talent?
I'm a strong believer in having mentors. I've always had mentors, even in life and in my workplace. And I think when I first started out in 2007, when I did the ABS Theatre course at WAPA with Rick Brayford, he advocated on having mentors around us and everything so he could bring in people to kind of help us hone in our skills and everything. And then I kind of went from that with years. I always made sure that I had a mentor or someone who was much more knowledgeable in the arts industry to kind of just input. Even now, you know, at the old age of 36, I still have mentors, people that I can kind of rely on and ring up and be like, "Oi, you know, I'm having trouble with this. But it kind of, and I think it's me passing on the baton to the next generation and nurturing, you know, our stories and nurturing their talent so that they're able to then later on, you know, 10 years down the track, be like, oh, yeah, I wrote a story, you know. And I think it's just something that our culture does anyway, is you nurture the next generation so they're able to carry on that tradition of storytelling.
You've mentioned a few of the people that have been really important to your creative journey, but I'd love to hear a bit more about that. And when it comes to playwriting in particular, like, whose work are you looking at and getting inspired by?
So Songbird was inspired by John Harding. Mm. We had done the play Up the Road when I was doing the ABCEDA course, and I don't know why, I just really connected with the story, maybe because I was playing lead or something, I don't know. And then years down the track, I got to meet John, and I kind of told him, gushed, and I was like, oh, yeah, I really loved your play and everything. And then he kind of challenged me and said, okay, well, what are you doing about it? So, I think my palette, I guess, of writers or mentors that I have is very vast and very different, and I do it on purpose. So, like, I get inspired by Shakespeare. I get inspired by, other Indigenous writers, David Milroy, all those different types of people.
Yeah, lovely. One of the reasons I asked is because I think a really lovely and key thing about Songbird on at Yiriyarkin at the moment is that it's kicking off a trilogy of black works.
Yep.
Brothers Rack and Operation Boomerang. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you to be part of this trilogy?
So Maitland, who's now the artistic director for Yiriz, he called me up, I think, prior to him getting the role, and he's like, sis, I really, really love Songbird, and what do you think about me doing it as, you know, a showcase? And I was like, yeah, do it. It's been years since I've kind of revisited, but if you felt connected with it, then sure, go ahead with it. It's like I said, it's surreal, but I'm very honoured and very privileged by the fact that Yiriz have picked Songbird to kind of kick off their year and showcase the amazing black talent or Indigenous talent that they have at Yiriyarkin.
We've talked a lot about theme and about process, but I should get you to tell me about the play itself and the story.
It's about, I guess, loss, love, family, and acceptance. You've got the young Brooke who is at her weekly gig on a Thursday night, and then in kind of walks Leon, who's a blast from her past. They haven't seen each other in about 5 years, so he wants to reconcile with her and kind of find out what happened a particular night that he left. She doesn't particularly want to revisit any of that, but he's quite persistent and he more or less just wants closure on what happened, I think, 5 years ago. But she is not ready to revisit that. And so it's kind of this push and pull between two people about what or how they can get something out of the other person without necessarily giving too much away.
Mm. I'm glad you brought up the time element of Songbird, because like we are kind of moving back and forth between time, mm-hmm. but the contemporary part of this show is taking place over the span of effectively
an hour,
a gig. Yeah, a gig. And to that end, we hear Brooke perform as we kind of move through. In doing that, you had to actually write songs, original songs. I'm so interested in the idea of writing music, like as a character, and how you tackled that.
So I'll go right back to the beginning.
Yeah.
So before I was even born, my mum and dad are both musos, and they would travel around Australia singing at festivals and stuff. So naturally, myself and my two sisters, Desiree and Ricky Lee, were born on stage. We grew up singing in church, and then we kind of formed our own little band, and then we all played in individual bands and stuff. So music has always been kind of a central part of my life. And then when I read plays like Brand New Day and Sapphire as they came out, that really kind of drew me in. I mean, and as a kid walking around quoting Disney songs and bursting out in song, I thought that was normal until I went to primary school and realised it wasn't. But with the songs, there's three of them that, so I can't take any credit. One of the songs my dad, George Wally, wrote, which is Where Do We Go? So it was a community song about Mandurah. I wrote one song called, I can't even remember what it's called, but it's a two-hander. Years before I wrote the play. And then my other sister, Ricky Lee, she wrote the opening song actually in Songbird, and that was part of a uni assignment that she had to do. And I kind of just was like, okay, I need songs because they're at a gig, and I pulled those three songs together and kind of made it fit within this world of Brooke singing. And then the song Songbird, which is the actual encompassing theme of the whole show, I went to my sister Desiree and I was like, sis, can you please just write me a song that's metaphoric for this show? This is what the show's about. I said, but I would like it to be about a bird who's caged and wants to break free. And then she came up with this beautiful melody or songbird that's kind of sung throughout the show.
That's actually so interesting to hear because they seem to, I mean, they fit so nicely.
Yeah, like, they do. Yep.
Yeah. Given that it is a show that is 9 years old, what do you think, like, how do you think it speaks to a contemporary audience?
I think when the cast reread it at rehearsals, it kind of struck me that it was a bit timeless. So there's no like timestamps on it to dictate that it is kind of 9 years old.
Mm.
It can kind of move, kind of in shows that it's present and contemporary now. I didn't want any external influences on it. I just wanted it to be purely a story between two, three people kind of thing. And that their little world is their whole world, so that you're kind of not stuck in a time capsule, but, I mean, you know what WA is like, we're 10 years behind everyone anyway. But, like, I wanted it to be when you walk into this area, you're kind of just stuck on their little moment that they're having and you forget about the external stuff that's going on. It's just that these two have they have stuff going on in their lives that they want to sort out, or one wants to sort out there and then, and the other doesn't, kind of thing, or has kind of come to terms with it. And I think sometimes we forget that we're human in that, because we have a lot of white noise going on around us, we just forget sometimes to sit and be still and just kind of go back to basics, which is what is not my sole purpose, but what do I need from this moment in time? Kind of thing.
And really like prioritising the relationship between the characters and thinking about that as kind of...
Yeah.
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 That's actually a really lovely idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Yuriyarkin is, it's a black theatre company. What do you think that brings to the table when you're having your show produced by a black-led theatre company?
It kind of gives me the license as an Indigenous artist to be creative, and having Indigenous cast and crew and people around me, there's a certain, I don't know, you feel a little bit more at home, I guess. Because don't get me wrong, I've worked with other theatre companies and I've worked, you know, in film and television. I've worked with a whole bunch of people, but I've always liked working with Indigenous mob because there's that sense of sisterhood or brotherhood, you know, with that. And I think with our shared history, we can come together and tell these amazing stories. And there's little nuances with being Indigenous as well, or blackfella. That you can bring to the table. Like, it's just a look or a little saying, and the mob will be like, oh, yeah, no, I get it. So I think it's also that difference when you have community nights compared to when you have a main audience come through, and you can see the different reactions, because our mob will get something totally different from the script or from the story to what the mainstream audience will get.
I guess also because like this is a WA company. Mm-hmm. You trained at Whopper. You're a WA girl. Like I think there's yeah. Like I think there's also something in that kind of the relationships that that are built and strengthened.
Yeah, well, Yeras as well also helped nurture me when I was starting out in 2007 with the Cert 4 of theatre course. As soon as I graduated, Yuri Yarkin snatched me up and I just kind of trained doing their workshops and kid shows and then everything else that, you know, I could kind of grab my hands on because I was really thirsty and wanting to be in this industry. But Yuri Yarkin were very open in terms of that and wanting to train. And I owe a lot of my skill or everything, my training to Yuri Yarkin because I've been in and out of that company now, Jesus, since 2008. My math is really bad.
What are we now, 2004? So 16. I had to work backwards. Yeah, well, not for even about that. 16 years.
Yeah, and like not even that. I remember when I was a kid, my mum used to take me to go to watch Yuri Yarkin shows. So I'd watch like Uncle Kelton Pell and Arnie Lennon-Narkle, like all these amazing people as well in these David Milroy plays. So I've always been in and around theatre, and I think Yuri's has been a champion in that regard, especially in WA, in emerging artists and experience and mid artist as well, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. You're an actor.
A retired actor. Yeah.
I mean, but you've done that work. Like you've been on both sides of the table in terms of craft. And I would love to know what you think having that experience brings when you're working on a show.
It's a blessing and a curse, to be honest, because I'm not a friend. Yeah, not that I like to be in control, but I like to have aspects. Yeah, I have a vision. I think it's a good thing to kind of have that experience as an actor, have that experience as a writer, have that experience as a director and a producer. So you can kind of see the perspective of where each person's coming from. I don't know. For me, it's a good thing. I don't know if other people would agree or not. I think it just helps with the experience of it, I guess.
When I asked that, I only meant in terms of your experience.
Oh, my
you
experience.
Don't have to, yeah, you don't have to speak for everybody.
My answer to that is I've always been a person who I've seen life as an adventure and I've always wanted to experience different things. And I think for my journey particularly, it's been great learning the different sides of each craft. So learning how to act, learning how to write, learning how to direct, learning how to produce. And in that, I've actually learnt what I like and what I don't like. So I love the fact that I can create these stories as a writer, but I also like the fact that I can produce them as well, that I have the skills behind it to be able to put it together. I mean, don't get me wrong, I miss acting. My family, so I'm a big drama queen anyway. But I think allowing myself to experience those different avenues has kind of made me a better artist, so to speak. And I've enjoyed every second of it, the good, the bad and the ugly. I've learnt everything I possibly, no, I'm still learning, but in those experiences that I've had, it's kind of shaped me into the person I am today in terms of my creative side. Because the experiences that I had from theatre, so, you know, growing up in years, I was able to then work as a producer or one of the producers on of Perth International Arts Festival when we had the Giants walking around Perth, which was an amazing experience. And then from there I kind of drifted into film and television. And then from that I was able to do a web series for ABC and then move on to documentaries for NITV. And then so all these areas that I've kind of experienced has kind of led me onto the next project or next opportunity, and it's only making me a better artist, so to speak.
Playwright Shakara Wally. Songbird is the first production in Yuri Arkin's Season Pass 3-show package, the other two shows being Brothers Rec and Operation Boomerang. You can catch Songbird in Perth from the 19th of April to the 4th of May. After that, Yuri Arkin will take the show on a tour of regional Western Australia from the 10th of May to the 1st of June. We'll put all those details on our show page.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.